Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Do you like free stuff?
Yeah,
of course.
Who doesn't like free stuff?
Yeah.
As long as it's useful.
True. And you know what? There's evidence, you know, when you look at all the snacking queues or for freebies or sales, or you walk around the supermarket and then you see people going to snack on free food samples. I do that every time. Mooncake Festival at Ngee Ann City. Yeah, I'm having a full mooncake based on samples.
Okay. So I can always expect the danger to be there. Well, you know, despite the love of free stuff, about a third of Singaporeans still hesitate to approach a promoter who is giving out free samples. So you might be first in line, but not everyone else is.
Interesting. So then we have COVID-19 that hit and brand sampling became, well, pretty much impossible, although it's still a crucial aspect for many fast-moving consumer goods companies.
Yeah. So how can these companies pivot in these different times? Well, what they've done is they've created a vending machine that dispenses samples.
Yeah. It's called Auntie Sam. It's an initiative by Elites. And, you know, we're wondering if this initiative, will it really work for the Singapore market?
Yeah, I think it's a really curious one. And can it integrate itself into the hearts of Singaporeans fast enough?
Let's find out more from Sia Ivan, who is Business Development Manager of Elites, Project Lead of Auntie Sam. Ivan, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Elliot and Manisha. Nice. Thank you for having me today.
Okay, thanks a lot for taking the time. So, Auntie Sam, we mentioned an initiative by your company, Elites. Elites actually is a human resource firm, and you guys also specialize in fast-moving consumer goods. That's one of your core services. So, you know, how did you conceptualize this idea? How did this initiative come about?
So to share a bit more, right, Elites FMCG has been around since 10 years ago, and our original services was to provide supermarket brand promoters to these brands who want to promote their brand and to push for sales and whatnot. So we are in this industry, and then we feel the impact of COVID the moment a circuit breaker happened. You know, all the promoters cannot be working anymore, and me being a consumer myself, I don't see any promoters around. I don't get to get free samples anymore. Mm. Right. So we quickly innovated, and then we thought that why not use a vending machine where, you know, there's no human interaction, everything is individually packed. And so that's how the idea went about, and I'm happy to know that the Singaporeans embraced it. We were in Ang Mo Kio Hub for 8 weeks, and I think we've gotten around 11,000 subscribers over that 8 weeks.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty neat.
Yeah, congratulations. And who doesn't want to embrace free samples? But can you just elaborate for us and really paint the picture as vividly as you possibly can of what we're talking about when we say fast-moving consumer goods? Because some people understand that, some people don't. What does that look like? What kind of products are we talking about here?
So fast-moving consumer goods are basically most of the items that you see in FairPrice or in the supermarket. So things are on the shelf, you just take and you go. So I don't count the things like bicycle or the rice cooker in FairPrice, basically products that you can eat, or shampoos, or facial foam,
okay,
detergent, yeah. These kind of things.
I saw in reports that even things like Laksa you offer as a free sample. Is that correct?
Yes, that's actually one of our hottest products because I think people understand the perceived value of every item on the machine. And Prima Laksa Lamian happened to be on our machine, I think, 3 weeks ago. And that went out like hotcakes.
Yeah,
the perceived value for that, I think, is $3 a packet. So it was really a long line for these samples. Every time we do a refill, you can see a snaking long line.
Wow.
That goes really long.
Oh, why not?
Yeah, yeah. No, you're describing me because when I see free samples in a supermarket, I go for the most expensive one. I'm Singaporean. No. Auntie Sam, I feel that this is something that I might have seen in Japan, this sort of sampling vending machine. Where did you guys... Has this been done before? I'm not sure. Could you clarify?
I'm not too sure whether Singapore has been done before, okay, but yes, a similar idea has been adopted from China and Japan where there is many samples in a vending machine. In Singapore, there is mostly a marketing campaign by one particular company where the whole vending machine has one product.
So this is this one you get to sample more. And how much, this is part of my rude question, but how much does Elites earn or how does Elites earn from having this sort of sampling vending machine?
So for us, there's two main source of revenue. One, it would be then from the marketers who choose to use Anti-Sam as a sample distribution point.
Okay.
So we just charge a very small fee for per vent of this product. So on the other hand, we also then charge our subscribers like 99 cents for every 7 days to get four samples. Won't be free then.
Mm.
But the fees that the marketers get charged, it would are definitely way lesser than what they would pay for a traditional promoter.
Yeah.
Right. Since this is a vending machine, right? It's there 24/7, 7 days a week.
Yeah. And you know, as a consumer, you're just sort of saying, well, if I can just try the thing and like it, it's easier than having to believe an ad. But with that, I just wanted to ask, I read somewhere that what happens, do the people who take these free samples, are they encouraged to give reviews?
Oh, yes. So the customer journey we call our subscribers SAMPies, right? So for the customer journey for our SAMPies are quite unique because we gamify the whole process of a traditional sampling. So for example, every sample that you vent, you get 1 point. Every review that you leave, you get 2 points. And if you really like the product and you purchase it from a fair price, you upload the receipt to us, you get 10 points. So all these points then will be a consolidator and you can use them to exchange for more tokens, which equates to more samples, or we actually give $5 NTC vouchers once they collect enough points.
Okay. So, if the Anti-Sam has been around for 2 months plus, then based on what you just told us, does that translate into sales? I mean, are you seeing an increase in sales in these products? You mentioned the Laksa gets the most samples. So, for the product itself, does it translate into more sales?
Okay, so one way I can track sales conversion is through the receipt that they submit to us. But that really falls off if the members do not know about the points that they can earn. Right. So on one hand, we believe sales will translate, but may not be immediately. Like I said, you take a sample home, doesn't mean you try it immediately. So we give them a window of 30 days for them to upload such receipt do so. So we have always been communicating to our marketer, and this is where traditional promoter will excel, because traditional promoter get instant gratification. You know, they're there, they let you try the product, and then they push you to buy the product because maybe there's a promotion going on, or if you really like it, hey, why not buy one back at home and whatnot. But for Anti-Sam, you know, it's a machine. It's there to let you bring it home, let you try it, cook it at your own home, your own time. Maybe it's for supper, you really want to try it, you know, so that there's no instant gratification. So I always say that Anti-Sam will not be replacing traditional promoter, because traditional promoter have that instant conversion and also the human touch.
It's a long game for Anti-Sam.
Yeah,
right. Very much. And I don't know about you, Elliot, but I actually get very suspicious when I am chased down by a retailer.
True, so.
Trying to give me something for free. You know, I like this because you, the individual, are seeking it out. On that note, seeking it out, I know that in location terms, you had this collaboration. I don't know if it was a collaboration, but you certainly had one at NTUC Fair Price at Ang Mo Kio Hub. And I'm curious as to where you put these machines and the response that you get accordingly.
So I would say it's a soft collaboration that we have with them. They like this idea and they want to integrate it with their system, but this will take time. But meanwhile, our direction for growth is still towards places that customers can purchase this item, so fair prices.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so we're looking at Jurong Point, Ang Mo Kio and Vivo in the next coming months. And I believe because the audience in these places are, despite them being more mature, they really embrace the whole technology of using QR code to vend their products. So I would say the response generally is quite strong. I know some, there are definitely people that I spoke to who've seen the machine and chose not to go with it because the queue is too long. I would say it's quite a positive response so far.
Okay, here's the tough one, Ivan. There was a recent report, a recent photo, in fact, that was shared where a woman was seen filling her supermarket basket with samples from an Anti-Sam vending machine at Ang Mo Kio Hub shopping mall. Mind you, that was actually the inspiration for why we wanted to have this conversation with you. interesting concept, great concept, Auntie Sam, good initiative, but you combine that with the Singaporean kiasu spirit, and such situations can happen. I mean, were you expecting something like that to happen, and have you guys thought of how to potentially avoid repeats of such instances in future?
Yes, actually, ever since this article came out, we thought a lot about how we can improve our system.
Okay.
So, to begin, right, one clear the air regarding the auntie actually deserves these samples. It's not because she has multiple accounts that end up hogging the line. So okay. She was deservingly right to get the, let's say, 13 samples in the machine. But our setback then, or the lesson learned then, was that we have too many unique samples at a time. Mm. And our process then was for the customer to scan one QR code for every sample that they get. Right. So that she ends up scanning maybe 13 times, and that forms a queue. And I mean, when there's a queue, people get annoyed. So, and I mean, the form of collecting the samples through a basket paints not a very nice picture. Mm. You know, if it's in a bag, no one would know, no one would see, no one would complain, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, so improvement from our end is that system upgrade wise, we hopefully with one QR code event, we are able to get 13 samples.
Okay, yeah. So you get what you're entitled within one QR code, makes the process smoother.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Makes everyone happier.
And, yeah, exactly. And I mean, it's been a tough year. Come on, it's been a tough year, and people just, you know, I can understand why they wouldn't want to wait in lines and deal with any more stress. Let's talk about growth plans. I'm quite curious on what you see happening in the future. I mean, do you think Auntie Sam will replace human promoters?
I don't believe that they will. Ultimately, these promoters, as a regular shopper myself, and I go to one particular FairPrice, I always see the same promoter. We have conversation, we have a friendship forged over time, even though they're always asking me to buy their stuff. but, you know, it's a kind of interaction. Once you know them better, you get to know their family, you know. And to me, this little aspect matters. And this is something that Auntie Sam can never replace. Auntie Sam can make it fun. Auntie Sam can give you points. Auntie Sam can make it available at 24/7. But other than that, a human promoter still gives you that human touch, which I think everyone enjoys, especially after circuit breaker, right? You know, all you see is a computer in front of you.
Yeah.
And then you would crave for some human interaction.
Then, you know, having said that, Ivan, how do you see Auntie Sam evolving, you know, becoming more than just a free sample machine?
So for us, one is an advertisement play. Another is also a data play. So we hope to be able to observe certain data from certain behavior from certain customers. For example, Elliot, if we notice that you are an account member with us and we notice that every week you've been only taking potato chips, so we know you are snacky.
Actually, that's you have just described the real me. You know, every week I do take potato chips.
Yeah, and so in the future, if I have a client who is a potato chip manufacturer, for example, and say that, hey, I want to reach out to all the people who love potato chips, and then this is a data play where I can very accurately get like maybe 10% of my members I know love potato chips. I will have a very direct EDM to these people.
But it's a very interesting thing that Ivan brings up, because this data, potato chip lovers, you know, you don't think much of it, but actually it's quite valuable data.
Yeah, very much.
Yeah. Do you guys have anything in play with regard to protecting this data? I mean, it's obviously talked about, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, we have. So we are in 100% compliance with all the PDPA rules that we have. You know, we don't take unnecessary data. We don't ask for your IC unless alcohol is being banned.
Okay.
We don't take your home address, you know, nothing that can put people in a vulnerable position.
Yeah. So here's a big question. Besides FMCG products, what are your plans to expand into other items in Auntie Sam machines? Although, I know cars are out of the question, but what have you got up your sleeve? Have you thought about other things?
Yes. So there's definitely, because Singapore is not very big, right? So there's only so many Auntie Sam machines that I can have. So the idea, okay, so Auntie Sam is like if you have seen the picture, it's like a picture of an auntie where it's curly hair, you know, very food-related auntie. We plan to have another product. We haven't thought the name of it, but basically we give out beauty products as samples.
Mm.
Yeah, so imagine Sephora, last time you used to put your lipstick on your hand, then it's like, oh, the color is nice. But now if I give you a lipstick sample, you go home, you try it, we're all washed up, off, it's clean, you try it out, and then you really like it, and that will then determine your buying decision entering Sephora next time. Mm. I mean, I think Sephora is a because they're one of the biggest, right, in Singapore. But yeah, that's the idea that we want to go towards beauty products.
You know what I'm thinking? It's more hygienic.
Mm.
Yeah,
I have to say, as someone who buys makeup, I'm game for that one. And the other thing I was thinking was pets. Something
like
yeah.
pet food.
Yeah, pet foods, okay. Pet, you know, all that kind of stuff. There's a big market there.
Yeah, okay, we're giving ideas. I think we'll be working for Elites very soon. We've been speaking with Sia Ivan, Business Development Manager of Elites, Project Lead of Auntie Sam. Ivan, thank you so much for taking the time. Take care and stay safe, yeah?
Thank you so much for your time as well. Have a good day.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.